God, you are the King of all, and we praise your holy name today in this worship service. Thank you so much for the good gifts that you bring to us as our Father. We remember all fathers today, and thank you, dear God, that you created us to be a family and love us as your children. Be with us in our time of worship today and bring us together as a church. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful to see everybody today. I thank you all for being here, especially if you're worshiping with us for the first time. I want to ask you to fill out, there's a welcome card that should be in your pew, and we'd like to know a little bit about you and get to know you a little bit if you're here for the first time. We'd very much love to have you fill that out for us, and we're just glad that you're here to worship God today and on this beautiful Father's Day. And let's greet one another with the peace of Christ.
Thank you. They don't have to be new because we're going to cut them up anyways. And we still need some helpers. I need a media person that's going to work the sound system. And we still have helpers in the classrooms. We've got our teachers. There will be no nursery. So any helper that is going to bring an under five, please contact me, because at this point we are not having a nursery. Thank you.
Hold on.
We have a new stove for our kitchen. Can you hear me?
Oh.
Ah. So now we can make lots of goodies for VBS. We're very blessed and thankful, and we praise God for that. Okay, it's Father's Day, and the pastor wants to special recognition.
All right, I hope everybody, all the fathers, got a special gift this morning. If you did not, and you're a father, I want you to tell me so we can get you your special gift. I think all the fathers got their special gift. Did you guys get it too? Mario needs one. Mario needs one. Can we have somebody bring one of those special gifts? Pardon? You get two now? Oh, well, thank you anyway. Yeah. You had two? All right. Well, I want to recognize the oldest father, the father with the youngest child, and the father with the most children. And so the first one is the oldest father. Do we have any fathers here 90 and over? 90 and over.
Yes, one
right there. That's my father, everybody. Yay. Congratulations. Now, the father with the youngest child. Do we have any father present who has children under 5 years old? Under 5 years old. Ben, I think Ben is our winner. Yay! The father with the most children. Do we have any father here that has five or old or more children? One there? Are there any others with five or more? I think Andy's our winner. Yay! Thank you to all the fathers here today. We love you and we appreciate you, and we're going to do the opening words that include you.
Do all the winners get the day off?
Yes, all the winners get the day off.
That doesn't start till noon.
Yes.
Then you get the day off.
If you turn to the back of your bulletin, and we will do the opening words. In a day when so many men are absent, we cherish the love of our fathers.
Thank God for fathers who comfort and encourage.
Thank God for fathers who build character and inspire us to greatness.
Thank God for fathers who keep
Thank God for fathers who lovingly convince boys to become men. Lord, on this Father's Day, may we encourage more men in our community to pick up the mantle of fatherhood. Amen.
If you would please stand and turn to page 374 in your hymnal, we'll sing Standing on the Promises.
standing on the promises of Christ my King.
If you would turn to 889, we will have our affirmation of faith. There is one God, and there is one mediator, Jesus Christ, who came as a ransom for all, to whom we testify.
The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen.
Yet you have to listen to me first. Oh, okay. We're gonna get that in just a minute. Come here, AJ. Come back over here and sit down. There you go. We're just going to talk about fathers for a minute. Is today a special day for fathers? Do you want to talk about fathers, Jaden? Yeah. Tell me about fathers. What's so special about fathers? You have a picture from your daddy? Oh, how nice. Isn't that nice that we have? Isn't it great that we have fathers? Yes, it's wonderful that we have fathers. But guess what? We also have what? What? God. And we think of God as our parent too, don't we? Don't we pray to our Father? God is like a father to us. Yeah? You had a picture for you that you gave to Daddy? God gave it to her. Oh, all right. God gave you a picture to give to Daddy. And you said, Happy Father's Day? That's wonderful. I want to say thank you to all the fathers on earth, all the fathers who have gone to heaven, and our Heavenly Father who looks down upon us and loves us. Let's bow our heads and pray. We're going to thank God for fathers. Thank you so much, dear God, that you loved us and sent Jesus to be with us, and that you are our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. He's okay. That's all right. Now you can have a piece of candy. Jaden, don't you want a piece of candy?
I got one.
You got it, AJ? Good.
I got one.
And you got a red one. All right. Jaden, would you like a piece of candy? Would you like one of these pieces of candy? Here. Yeah. The candy makes it all better. Yes. All right. We continue to serve and worship our God today with the giving of our gifts. I asked the ushers if they would please come forward and wait upon us for our morning offering. We're going to get them. Don't you worry. I'm not worried. Here you go. They'll manage. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious God, for all that you provide us, we give you thanks and praise. And we pray, dear God, that you will bless these gifts and everyone who gives them, for they love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. That's one of my favorites. I appreciate you for doing that. Thank you very much. We come to spend a few moments in prayer, and I invite you to center yourself, which means block out everything that's around you, and you might want to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Because we're listening in these moments for God. God speaking to you and calling your name as his beloved. And after your moments of centering and inviting God, share your need before God and before us, if you feel led to do so, by naming someone or giving a place in the world or saying a situation in life that you would like to lay at his feet today. We break ourselves open, dear God, and show you all of us, not just the best parts, but the parts that we do not even want to show to ourselves. We give it all to you, and you love us. You love us into your healing power, which is at work in us before we know it or feel it. You are there, calling us by name. Give to us again your marvelous grace. And we pray for those others whom we have named and those that remain named purely in our hearts. And lift them to you for your great and glorious blessing of healing and love. Give to this broken world, O God, a message of hope, a message of unity, that all those who call upon your name today might be saved. Tend to our business today, dear God, in this church, that we might be your people on earth as it is in heaven. And guide us and direct us as we pray the way you have taught us to pray when we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand and turn to 454 in your hymnal. And we'll sing, Open My Eyes That I May See.
The scripture today is Luke 11, 1 through 13. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. And he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there any among you, if your child asks for a fish, you will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or the child asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. The parable of the friend at midnight, which Diane just shared for us, only appears in the Gospel of Luke. And there are two others that only appear in Luke, very well-known parables of the prodigal son and the Good Samaritan. We know those practically by heart. before the parable of the friend knocking on the door at midnight is the Lord's Prayer, which emphasizes Jesus' relationship to God, his Father. After the parable comes an exhortation to persevere in prayer to God. So that's what we're going to look at today. In the world today, there are gadgets for everything. Technology, as I'm sure you know, has basically taken over everything and leaves some of us behind, actually. But even for, like, answering the door, we have caller ID on our phones, but there is now an ability to find out who's at your door without going in and peeking. There's a camera. I know people who have a camera on their front doorstep, and they look at that before they answer to know if they want to answer or not. When someone rings the doorbell, the phone goes off 3 times, and then they can go to a TV in their house and turn it on and see who's standing on the porch. And then they decide, do I want to answer or not? So knock, knock, it's an 8-year-old girl with a green uniform on and a box of cookies in her hand. I want to answer that one. Oh, look, there's a florist truck out there on the curb. Maybe I'd answer that one, too. But then there's somebody who looks like a salesman who comes to the door, and I say, I don't know. I think I'm going to pass on that one. Well, in the first century Palestine, you could not get away with not answering the door. You wouldn't grumble, as the parable says, and try to get out of giving bread to the friend at midnight standing on your door. The custom is that you serve the freshest bread, the just-baked bread, to your guests. So when the friend stands on your doorstep pounding on the door, the houses are so close together that everybody in the neighborhood knows if you were not to give them bread, that would stand out. They would know that you're not getting out of bed to help them. And so to grumble would bring shame on your family and to the village. So nobody in that village 2,000 years ago would want to be the one to destroy their reputation or the village reputation for hospitality, which is provided to travelers. Today is Father's Day, and it's a day when we stand on our Father's doorstep and offer him thanks. How do you thank a good father? Obviously, I'm not a father, but I recognize a good father when I see one. In terms of our parable today, a good father is someone you can count on to come to the door and offer you nourishment when you show up on his doorstep. A good father offers you an egg or a fish and not a snake or a scorpion. A good father is someone who, though he has caller ID, still answers the phone when you call and offers you encouragement. A good father, in Luke's view, is one who doesn't just wait inside the house waiting for you to come crawling back home after you've left, but who throws dignity to the wind and runs down the path to meet you, as in the prodigal son. A good father, in Luke's view, is one who comes out to where you're lying in the ditch, beaten up by life, and picks you up and binds your wounds and carries you to safety, who loves you into healing like the Good Samaritan. I hope and pray you have known an earthly father like that in your life. Jesus began his prayer to his followers with "Our Father." Not just because he wanted to equate God with their human fathers. God knows, and we know, that our human parents can hurt us as well as heal us. But I think Jesus prayed "Our Father" because we know who God is a little bit more clearly through our family relationships, through our relationships with our fathers and our mothers both. We know what those can be and what they should be, and it gives us a better understanding of who God is. And when he prayed the Lord's Prayer, he was remembering a prayer that he had learned in his childhood at the synagogue. It's the Kaddish, a prayer of thanksgiving and praise to God. And it goes, "Exalted and hallowed be his great name in the world, which he has created according to his will. May he let his kingdom rule in your lifetime and in your days, and in the lifetime of the whole house of Israel, speedily and soon." That was what Jesus had learned in the synagogue. And Jesus modeled his prayer on that. "Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, and save us from the time of trial." So here we learn that God is someone who is honorable, whose name is hallowed, who is accessible, his kingdom come, in the present, who is dependable, give us our daily bread, who is merciful and forgives us our sins, and who protects us, saves us from the time of trial. This is the God to whom Jesus prayed and taught us to pray. I heard a long time ago now, the actor Burt Reynolds, which I'm sure some of you remember pretty clearly, talk about his father in an interview that he gave to Barbara Walters one day. His dad was a sheriff in a small southern town and was beloved by everybody in the town, but he was very strict with his son and his family. Burt Reynolds respected him and loved him, but also feared his father. And he yearned for some kind of approval or acknowledgement from his dad. And Burt said to Barbara Walters, "Our family lived by two rules. One was no crying, and the other was no hugging." He went on to say, "There's a saying in the South that no man is a man until his father tells him he is." And he hadn't yet gotten that message from his dad. And he kept hoping that one of these days he would get that message. But then his marriage to Judy Carne hit the rocks. And he and Judy were planning to divorce, and this was going to be the first divorce in his family. And he remembers, he said, staring at the phone, knowing that he had to tell his parents, that he had to break the news, but afraid that his dad would come to the phone rather than his mom. But at the same time, he wanted more than anything to hear his father's voice. And standing there, he was staring at the phone, unable to pick up the phone and call. When people called upon Jesus, who did they meet when he opened the door? Who did they hear on the other end of the line? When they called upon him and knocked on his door, they were met by a person who had bread to give and gave it gladly. And how? Because he prayed. Our scripture tells us early in the morning in a quiet place he prayed, and late in the evening alone in the mountains he prayed, and in a garden while his betrayers were approaching he prayed. In all circumstances, Jesus prayed. And he gives us this advice about prayer in our lives. Ask, and it will be given. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be open. And if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? He knew this because of Scripture, and the tradition of the synagogue told him that God will pour out blessings on the one who asks, seeks, and knocks. He knew from a lifetime of praying to God, who is honorable and accessible and dependable and merciful. Well, after staring at the telephone on the table, not able to call home and tell his family of his pending divorce, Burt Reynolds finally picked up the phone and dialed his parents' number. With shaking hands, and thank God, his mother answered the phone. "Mom," he said, "Judy and I are getting a divorce. It's final, Mom, and please tell Dad I'm sorry. Tell him I've failed and that I'm sorry." And then he heard this other voice on the extension. "Why don't you come on home, son, and let me tell you about the times I've failed in my life?" Well, suppose you don't have a door cam to see who's at your door. Or if you have one, maybe you forget to turn it on, and when the doorbell rang without thinking, you went to answer the door and opened it, and suppose it was God standing on your porch. You chew on your lip and you ask nervously, "How can I help you, God?" And God said, "It's the other way around. Or have you soon forgotten what you said to me last night? I was listening. I wasn't sleeping. And I heard you say at approximately 12:01 this morning as you lay in your bed and called out my name. I remember that you said, 'Lord, you are calling me to be a friend at midnight to others. Come now and be my friend at midnight. I need some bread.' Why do you look so surprised to see me? Did you think I wouldn't come to the door? Well, here I am, just as I've promised. Aren't you going to let me in?" Let God in. He stands at the door, knocking, waiting, hoping, seeking you. Thanks be to God. Amen.
If you would please stand and look through the screen behind me, we'll sing "The Heart of Worship."
When the music fades, all is
is searching and seeking and looking for you and will do everything in his power, even die, to find you. Answer the door. Open the door. Let God find you. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with each of you. And as you leave this place, go in his peace. Amen.